Pele. Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Le tshona njani mthokazi omuhle olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngolesihlanu mhlaka 13 Ntulikazi 2018 nguNtungamile Inkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje,
userigile already ngoba nxa ezavotisa amapolisa ebusuku sokusitsha ukuthi kusiyaphela ilanga lokuthi kuvotwe, lisiyafika wonke umuntu olipolisa uyabe sevotile esesiyavota mhlaka 30 uyabe sephinde efile. Ngakho lolu khetho sesihle sithi asisakholisi ukuthi sithi thina sizavota sikhululekile.
Abamabandla aphikisayo kobulawayo batshengisele lamhlanje bekhonona ngokuvotiswa kwamapholisa ngudlu izolo eRose Camp.
We shall win the elections on 30th of July peacefully, and we rule peacefully.
Ubaba utufuna uthando lokuthandana sambeni kuma election ngokuthula, sikhampela ngokuthula.
Umongameli Mnangagwa wabele abantu bejojolo eMathebeleland North inkomo ezedlula inkulungwane phansi kohlelo lwe-Command Agriculture namuhla. Uhlelo lokuzilibazisa olwe Woza Friday lamhlanje sihamba leqembu lezokholo ele ofakazi. Zonke lezindaba lezinye ziyalandela. Abamabandla aphikisayo kobulawayo batshengisele ezitaladeni lamhlanje besola ikomishini ebona ngokuqhutshwa kokhetho iZimbabwe Electoral Commission phezu kokuvotiswa kwamapholisa ngudlu izolo eRose Camp lakwezinye inkamba phansi kohlelo lwe-postal voting. Kubika u-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Ngemva kokuthola imibiko yokuthi amapholisa ayavota kobulawayo eRose Camp ngepostal vote, betshelwa ukuba bavotele umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa kuhlelo obelungaziwa la iziphathamandla zeZEC kobulawayo, amabandla aphikisayo avuke ayaqala ukutshengisela phakathi kwenkamba lapho abadudulwe khona ngamapholisa. Odinga ukumela imakhokhoba edalele parlamente umnumzana Sidingani Dube ngomunye obetshengisela eRose Camp lamhlanje.
Userigile already ngoba nxa ezavotisa amapholisa ebusuku sokusitsha ukuthi kusiyaphela ilanga lokuthi kuvotwe, lisiyafika wonke umuntu olipholisa uyabe sevotile esesiyavota mhlaka 30 uyabe sephinde isibili. Ngakho lolu khetho sesihle sithi asisakholisi ukuthi sithi thina sizavota sikhululekile.
Isakhamuzi sakobulawayo umnumzana Max Banda yena uthi ubuqili bukaMnangagwa sebusobala.
Zimbabwe enhle. Namhlanje mhlaka 13 ngiyalazisa lapha maZimbabwe wonke ukubana silapha eRose Camp lapho uMnangagwa esithi ngupresident ukathathele umgabe. Yena nangu sevotisa futhi amapholisa. Sithi hayi Mnangagwa, sicela ama free and fair elections.
Unkosikazi Nokuthaba Hlongwane womanyano we-MDC Alliance laye usole kabanzi okwenziwa nguhulumende kaMnangagwa.
Ye, sithi thina le nto eyenziwe emapholiseni, amapholisa ayafana lathi uMnangagwa kayekele ubuqili, kayekele ukuthi kuvotwe ngesikhathi singakavoti, singakavotwa kathize nxa uthi ufuna ukuthi arike, manje kakaqalisi, kakathi one, njengangabe eMathebeleland vele asifuni nakumbona.
Amavoti amapholisa abo abikwa ezayagcinwa ngabeZEC eHarare engavulwanga abesethunyelwa lapho ababhalisela ukuvota sekusele amalanga amabili ukuba ukhetho lwenziwe. Kusenjalo ibandla leMthwakazi Republic Party seliqale ukuhamba likhankasa edolobheni lakobulawayo lithanyela imigwaqo. Ozamela iMRP ebulawayo Central edalele parlamente uNkosazana Sehliselo Ndebele laye usemkhankasweni lo.
Sanje, besile campaign lapha kuFlowayo esikithi esibizwa ngokuthi clean up campaign. Le campaign besiyenza kakhulu ukuthi sikwazi ukungejana nama-voters wethu.
Sekusele amalanga alithumi lasikhombisa ukuba iZimbabwe iqhube ukhetho lokudinga umongameli amalunga edalele parliamente kunye namakhansili, kodwa kulokungazwani kwamabandla ezombusazwe lekhomishini yeZEC ngendlela elungiselela lolukhetho lobanje ukukhankasa sekufike esibangeni esiphezulu. Ngimela iStudio 7 kobulawayo, ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Direct from Washington, the voice of America,
VOA. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa wabele abantu bejojolo eMathebelele North inkomo ezidlula inkulungwane phansi kohlelo lwe-Command Agriculture namuhla andubana akhulume labalandeli bakhe emhlanganweni wokukhankasela ukhetho esomhlolo stadium eLupane. Kubika uStandekile Mhlanga we Studio 7.
Kuna vari kuita zvima demonstration ai voti.
Umongameli Mnangagwa uthembise abantu inhlelo eziningi zokuthuthukisa umnotho welizwe ezigoqela ukuphutshisa olwegwayi Shangani Dam oluzalithela iMathebeleland amanzi. Asizweni amanye amazwi akhe ehumutshwa ngumgcini sihlalo weMathebeleland North kubandla leZANU-PF umnumzana Richard Moyo.
We shall win the elections on 30th of July peacefully and we rule peacefully.
Ubaba uthi ufuna uthando lokuthandana sambeni kuma election ngokuthula sikhampela ngokuthula.
Kuna vari kuita zvima demonstration ai voti mu polling booth munopinda munhu 1 pambilo kubambana pasine mandu ayonyabonga. Uyalibonga ubaba akutshaleni zani.
Esabela abantu inkomo ejocholo. Umongameli Mnangagwa ubakhuthaze ukuthi bezigcine kuhle zithuthukise impilo yabo.
If you get free amatoka zam 3 noma am 10 kumbe njengezinduna zabe A2 sibanika 5 or 10 amatoka. After 5 years zizarantwana kumbe abatatu noma 4. So after 5 years uzabhatala the first one. Ezinye lezizathu noma ezine nezakho akuzophathana angithi. So iprogramu enhle kakhulu yokuthi abazali emakhaya we are empowering the households at home banamai nabatsha bafana batsha angithi sazinika izinkomo but not to eat them. No. To breed with the land.
Ebonga amazwi kamongameli Mnangagwa unobhala webandla leZANU-PF umnumzana Obet Mpofu ukhulume ngodaba oluhlupha kakhulu eMathebeleland.
Bakubonga ngakho konke okwenzela ilizwe lengenyanga ezingu-6 edluleyo. Kodwa into abayicela amayouth baba yikuthi khona kungcono kakhulu ukuthi ngabe lichatha amayouth akhonapho kulokuthi kulethwa amayouth abangasoba lapha nxa imisebenzi sivukile. And wakhuluma ngakho ubaba ewange wathena watshela imanagement yezesa watshela imanagement yekorali wathi nxa kusenzakala yonke intuthuko esigabeni kube loqhathwa abantwana bakhonapho. Izinduna lazo ziyakhala zithi kulezilimo kodwa nxa sebelimile inyamazana zifike zidilize konke lokhu bengazuzanga i-compensation. Konke lokho ubaba uthi uzakwenza ukuze kuthuthukise isigaba sakithi.
Ezinye iziphathamandla zebandla leZANU-PF ebezikulo umhlangano zigoqela umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga, Sibusiso Moyo, Angel Patrick Geje, Jacob Mutenda, Sithembiso Nyoni, Ken Mathema labanye. Ngakwelinye icele umkhokheli womanyano we-MDC Alliance umnumzana Nelson Chamisa ube nomhlangano ofanayo eMtasa Central lapho athe belokhu belwisa ukuthi inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Electoral Commission iqhube ukhetho olukhululekileyo. Ngile Studio 7 ngikhona pha eWashington ngiwusithandekile Mhlanga.
Yebo 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 mthwakazo omuhle. Belikwazi na ukuthi umsakazo weStudio 7 usilohlelo lwezindaba ekuseni kusukela ngovulo kusiyafika ngolesihlanu. Lingakhuthwa izindaba ezimqotho ekuseni lantambama. Umagagasi athi 909 medium wave 4930 6040 la ku 15460 kHz ku shortwave. Lingakhuthwa njalo luhlelo Zimbabwe Today axoxeni esilethulela ebulenjini bokuzilibazisa ube Facebook ngokukhathi le VOA Ndebele ngomvulo ngolesithathu langolesihlanu kusukela ngo 4:15 pm kusiya ku 5 pm. Lilakho njalo ukusixhuma ku WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 001 202 465 0318. Niyaphinda njalo 001 202 465 0318. Ngenani njalo la ku Facebook ngukhasi lethu ele VOA Ndebele.
Ikomishini ebona ngokuqhutshwa kokhetho iZimbabwe Electoral Commission ize yavuma namuhla ukuthi ngempela amapholisa aqalise ukuvota lanxa nje ibikulandule lokho izolo ngemva kokubanja xhaka kwamapholisa evotiswa ngudlu eRose Camp kobulawayo izolo. Kodwa umgcini sihlalo wekomishini le unkosikazi Priscilla Chikumba ukulandule ukuthi amapholisa abanjwa ngamandla okuvotela iZANU PF. UGibson Pepe usipha lolu daba.
Amapholisa endaweni ezehlukeneyo zelizwe ezigoqela iBulawayo wange lezinye aseqalisile ukuvota okwethuse uZulu esithi ibandla leZANU PF selicalile ubuqili kukhetho lwalonyaka. Omunye wamakhomishini unkosikazi Sibongile Ndlovu uthi uZulu kakumelanga ethuke ngoba kuvele kuyimvumo njalo kusemthethweni ukuqala ukuvotisa ngepostal vote.
Postal ballot inikwa abantu ababeyicelile bebhale ugwalo bayicela kuzeki besenziwa ukuthi basemsebenzini kahulumende ngaphandle kwelizwe kumbe basemsebenzini kahulumende laba abamapholisa lamasotsha kumbe njengabayezeki ababe besezindaweni abangahlali kuzo ngesikhathi sokhetho. So nxa sebecelile bavunyelwa bayathunyezelwa ama ballot papers la abe phakathi kwemvlopu. Imvlopu yokuqala ephezulu iyabe ibhala ibizo lomuntu lo ozavota, ibhala ibizo lakhe, le ward yakhe, le constituency yakhe, le province yakhe.
Uqhubeke echasisa ngalolu hlelo lwepostal voting.
Uzivota uyathatha imvlophu yakhe abe lapha khona. Akudingeki ukuthi kube labantu bezeki bezekhayeni ukuthi uvote njani. Akula muntu okhokhelela ukuthi uvota njani.
Ukukhonona kuvela ngemva kokuba umnumzana Sly Gwana isiphathamandla sezeki elandule ukuthi amapholisa ayavota kobulawayo izolo okudale ukuthandabuza ukuba izeki ingabe ingasiyo ephethe lolu khetho. Ngimele isithuthu sevele ngisarare ngiwugibswe mbhebhe.
Abenhlanganiso ezilwela amalungelo oluntu njalo abazaqapha ukhetho lalonyaka babe lomhlangano lentatheli namuhla besethula sebekubone kusenzakala ngaphambilini kwalolu khetho. Kubika uBathabile Masuku.
Abenhlanganiso ezilwela amalungelo abantu zingaphansi kophahla lwe-Election Situation Room zisole kakhulu ukusebenza kwe-Commission eZimbabwe Electoral Commission ngokuphatha ukhetho ngendlela ebangela ukuthi uZulu engayithembi. Ilunga le-ESR uMnumzana Dumisani Nkomo uthi kuqakathekile ukuthi izeki iguqule indlela esebenza ngayo ukuze abantu bakhululeke njalo bayethembe.
Sibone kulenkinga yokhetho ukhetho oluphathelane ngokuvota kwamapholisa besebenzisa uposo kumbe ipostal voting. Sithole ukuthi eRose Camp kobulawayo kube lokhetho lukaposo lepostal voting, kodwa ukhetho lolu kuyenzakale ngendlela eletha ukuthandabuza ebantwini. Uthetho uthi kumele bevote be-aplayese bevota umunye ngamunye. Kwesibili kuthola ukuthi kade okungelalwazi ngeinformation ngepostal voting le.
Elinye lamalunga e-election situation room, umnumzana Michael Ndiweni, ukhuthaze izeku ukuthi indlela abenze ngayo ayivezi ubungcitshi ngoba ingazisanga uZulu ngokuqala kwalolo hlelo.
Izeki yona bekumele nje iphumele egcekeni ikhuluma ukuthi hayi amapholisa aseqalisa ukuhlela kwale postal voting lokucina mhla ka 16 as an example, dalokuthi sizwe umkhulu wabezeki ubaba uSlaigwana esesala ukuthi akona le njalo eyenzakalayo ngamanga ukuthi ilanga lingakatshoni bese sibona amapholisa ebhuma ukuthi hayi kwenzakele.
Leli qembu labantu abe-election situation room bathi abazwakali ukuthi isimo sinjani kwezinye indawo njengezinkambeni zamasosha lapho okungafikanga abantu khona. IZEC ithi yona ayilamlando lapho kukhangelane lokuvota ngeposo. Kodwa linhlanganiso ithi izabamba iZEC ngamandla ukuthi ibe lengxenye kuleso sabelo njalo bazazama zonke indlela ezigoqela ukuya emthethwandaba. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.
Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umongameli weMelika umnumzana Donald Trump uhlangane lenhloko kahulumende yeleBhilithani lamhlanje unkosikazi Theresa May kulokuxokozela okukhulu lokutshengisela kwabantu bakulelo lizwe besithi kabamjabuleli. Icele leMDC elikhokhelwa ngunkosazana Thokozani Khuphe selicele umsekeli kamongameli umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga ukuthi ehlukane lokungenela kunhlelo zokuqhutshwa kokhetho. Kubika uMavis Kama.
Lokhu kuphume emhlanganweni lentathela izindaba wokupha umbono wabo wokukhonona phezu kwendlela bekhomishini ebona ngezokhetho eyeZEC eqhuba ngayo umsebenzi. Unobhala jikelele webandla leli umnumzana Nixon Nyikazino uthi bakhathazekile ngokwenza kukaChiwenga lapho ekhuluma ngeZEC.
Cela ukuthi uChiwenga anje uyakwazi ukuthi ngumuntu wayephambili vele ngendaba yekhulu eyenzakalayo mhla ka 18 November. So sicela ukuthi akathethe ngendaba zama elections FGS njalo njengabantu abeZimbabwe ukuthi beke behambe bechuze umuntu abamfunayo. Not ukuthi yena etshele ukuthi iZEC yenze njani ngendaba ama-elections. Ama-reforms esikhuluma ngayo kamathi yenjalo engahluphani engahlukumeze aboZEC labo-chairperson bangona ukuthi benze ama-elections kanjani. Sifuna ukuthi yena ekwazi ukuthi sengu-vice president kasolisoja. Amasoja asiwafuni vele ngendaba zama-elections. Yikho esifunayo.
Ekhuthaza abeZEC ukuba baqhube umsebenzi kakuhle hathi kukhanya angani beyingxenye yelinye lamabandla ancintisayo kukhetho.
Azifune vele ukuthi iZEC ibe yenza as if nge-organization ezanu-PF or yenza izinto entuthukwe ukuthi bekathisele ukuthi zanu-PF ize ibe ingene iwine ama-elections. Azifuni lokho. iZEC ibhodi eli-independent, so sicela ukuthi bona besithengise njengama-political party ukuthi ukwenza kwabo vele ngabantu abayi-independent abangasiwo abantu abasenjiswa ngabantu be-ZANU-PF. So thina njengabantu abeZimbabwe sesiphuma e-parliament sithi abantu abeZimbabwe kabakhulume bethi i-election esingena kuyo le kufanele be i-free fair election, not injonge ukuthi abantu abeZANU-PF begcile e-parliament behambise izinto ezingafunayo ngabantu abaphandle.
Abebandla likankosazana Thokozani Khuphe basola kakhulu inkulumo kaChiwenga sikhathi sonke ekhulumisana loZulu emihlanganweni yokudinga usekelo lwamavoti lapho azwakala njengomuntu otshela abeZEC okokwenza. Kungalesi sizathu bekhuthaza abeZEC ukuba baqhube umsebenzi wabo belandela umthetho. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumavis Gama.
Ibandla le-MDC elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Nelson Chamisa namuhla lixoshe amalunga alo angene kukhetho ngenkani kumbe ezimele. Abaxoshiweyo laba bagoqela umeli weMavuku Tafara edale lePhalamende, umnumzana James Maridati lomeli weHarare West edale elifanayo, unkosikazi Jesse Majome. Kusenjalo umtshutshisi omkhulu kahulumende umnumzana Ray Gova laye uxotshiwe namuhla esetheswa icala lokwehluleka ukutshutshisa kuhle amacala enkohlakalo etheswa abake baba yiziphathamandla zikahulumende kamgabe. Sixoxele ncwadi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Efidlela Ncube.
Ukujeziswa kumbe ukukhishwa kukamthushisi omkhulu welizwe kwenziwa ngaphansi kwesiso sombuso lemithetho efakelwe khona lokho kukhangelwe ukuthi abe yilokho okuthiwa u-independent. Singakhohlwa ukuthi i-National Prosecuting Authority iliqembu elizimeleyo kayithunywa ngama-politicians kayithunywa ngu-president ukuthi thushisa lo ungathushisi loyana. Ngakho-ke nxa ngabe ukhuluma ngokuthi kulamacala amakhulu awe-corruption engakawathushisi kungenzeka ukuthi labo bantu babotshwa ngoba bengama-political opponents. Akunabufakazi, angeke azabudinge abuzuze bungekho. Yona leyo nto kuyafanele ukuthi ikhangelisise ukuthi icala lakhe liyicala yini kumbe wala ukusetshenziswa ukulwa labantu abangahambisani lalo uhulumente okhona.
Ngezinye indlela Ncube kungatholakala ukuthi ukumiswa kwakhe umsebenzi kuhambelana nalo kungezwani yini okukhona phakathi kwamaxuku atshiyeneyo kubandla lezanu PF?
Yebo, kungenzeka khona lokho, kodwa ngithi lapha sesiyacabangela kungenzeka njalo ukuthi ngempela iyamehlula umsebenzi, kodwa sifuna ukuthi sikukhangele ngendawo zombili.
Umnumzana Efidlela Ncube yincwadi kwezombusazwe. Ukuxotshwa kukagoba lokhu kuza ngesikhathi omunye wabetheswa amacala enkohlakalo ngesikhathi sikamgabe umnumzana Ignatius Chombo eselobele umthethwandaba we-High Court ecela ukuthi ulahlele kathana amacala awetheswayo. Igqwetha lakhe umnumzana Lovemore Maduku ufikise isicelo lesi enkantolo izolo. Kwezemidlalo lamhlanje iqembu elimela iZimbabwe emdlalweni wecricket linqotshiwe lamhlanje kumdlalo wama-One Day Internationals. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Iqembu lePakistan liliqale ukutshaya ibhola labuthelela amaranzi angamakhulu amathathu lathoba mnembili 308 ngemva kwama-overs angamashumi amahlanu lilahlekelwe ngabadlali abayisikhombisa. Iqembu leZimbabwe lithe seliphendula lenelisa ukuthola amaranzi aliphulu lesikhombisa 107 kuphela kuma-overs angamashumi amathathu lanhlanu. Umdlali weqembu lePakistan udale umonakalo omkhulu kuqembu leZimbabwe ngu-Imam Ul Haq, yena otshaye amaranzi alikhulu elilamashumi amabili lathoba mnembili eyedwa okulinani elidlula lelo elitholwe ngabadlali bonke abeZimbabwe. Intatheli zindaba ezemidlalo uNesh Mgogoyarira obebukelela umdlalo enkundleni eQueen's Sports Club koBulawayo ukuthi abadlali abaxabana lenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Cricket phezu kweholo elitholwa ngabadlali kumele baphenduke babe yingxenye yaleli qembu ukuze iqembu leZimbabwe lingabi yinhlekisa.
Iqembu leZimbabwe ama-Chevrons adlalanga kuhle, bayenze okuyangisayo kokuthi iZimbabwe irekhodi yokudliwa kakhulu lapha eQueen's Sports Club yayiyenziwe ngeminyaka esingathi eyi-8 edluleyo bedlala leqembu eleSri Lanka lapho abadliwa khona nge-118. Namhlanje amaranzi abawenzileyo yi-107 kuphela. Abafana laba abanye basesebatsha, kukahle ukuthi iZimbabwe ikhumisa nemlotana labanye abadala ngoba laba abatsha hayi basafunda. Laba abanye abakhona abadala abanjengabo ukaputani uMthuli Masakaza hayi badlalanga kuhle, njalo uyesileka uba naye phakamisa abafana.
Akula badlali abathenjiweyo ababalisa ababengokaputeni beqembu lesizwe uGraham Cremer, uBrendan Taylor kanye loSikhanda Raza abangekho kuqembu leZimbabwe elingilana lilePakistan ngoba kulokungezwani phakathi kwabo lenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Cricket phezu kweholo. Umdlalo wesibili phakathi kwalawa maqembu ukhona ngomvulo mhlazilitshumi lesithupha, njalo uzaqala ngemva kwemizuzu elitshumi lanhlanu ukutshaya ihola lethoba munye ekuseni. Asikhangele umdlalo wenguqu. Imidlalo yekhasi lakaPremier Soccer League ingena kuviki lethumi lathoba munye kulimpela viki, njalo amaqembu azadlala ngokulandelayo. kusasa ngomgqibelo iqembu lechapunguli zamukelele eMtare City ngaseAscott ukuthi elebulawayo City lizadibanelele eHarare City ePapa Fields. Iqembu leyada lizadlala leFC Platinum ngaseNational Sports Stadium. Iqembu leChicken Indies lizadlala leNicroot ngaseLuveve. Abafana benkezi Platinum bazadlala labeTriangle ngasePawpap ukuthi iqembu leZPC Kariba lizamnqilana leBlack Rhinos ngaseNyamunga. Ngesonto iqembu leCapes United lizadlala leBulawayo Chiefs eNational Sports Stadium. Iqembu leJapani Mine lizadibana leDynamos naseMcLass ukuthi iqembu leHighlanders lizemukela leRentals ngasePapa Fields. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Kuwoza Friday lamhlanje silo mhlabeleli wezokholo uFidus Sifanda ehamba leqembu lake le Ofakazi Gospel Group. Lidlala telika Fitas Spanda elesithu panjalo lilengoma ezilichumi lambili. Ngokutsho kwakhe uvela kude mpela umhlabeleli.
Ekuqaleni bengidlala amadrama nanjalo ngibuye ngikhule umculo wembube. Kusho ukuthi ngakhula nje kanjalo, kanti nasekhaya nje kuyinto nje esiphila ngayo.
Lanxa ehlabela ekwele South Africa, uFidus uzalelwe ePlumtree esigabeni seMpandeni wakhulela esontweni, yikho nje ehamba ngonyawo lwegospel.
Manje kuyisifiso sami sokuthi abantu bonke nga uNkulunkulu bemkhonze ngenxa yokuthi okumanje esikhathini esiphila kiso abantu balibele ngoNkulunkulu ngenxa yokuthi into zomhlaba zinandi. Manje kwangenza ukuthi ngikwazi ukuthi ngizame ukuthi ngidlulise imiyalezo manje ngokurekhoda manje amadlalade wengoma zokholo. Manje ukuthi abantu bekhona ukuthi nalama abezidlala kube nalapha ezibathinta khona.
Ingoma ezikuleli dlalade zigoqela le ethi litholakala njani dlalade kulabo abangathanda ukulithenga Sibanda?
Endaweni yaseZimbabwe litholakala manje kakhulu kuMr. Ncube laphana eNkulumane komnyoro. Ifone number yakhe ithi 071-664178. Ngizoyiphinda futhi 071-664178. Kanti eSouth Africa litholakala kimi ku 061-708-9451. Ngizoyiphinda futhi ithi 061-708-9451. Leyo noma ngabe kuWhatsApp uyakhona ukungasapha ngayo mangabe ufuna i-CD noma yiliphi. Manje labo fakazi yalithola kini.
Uyalicela njalo umhlabeleli balaleli ukuthi limxhase lithenge amadlalade akhe oqobo hathi lawa abazwa izigilamkhuba eziphila ngezithukuthuku zamanye amadoda. Uphuma ke enkundleni uFidus Sifanda leqembu lakhe leOfakazi ngale eyisihloko sedlalade ethi limcobelele. Siyabonga Fitas Sifanda ehamba leqembu lakhe leOfakazi Gospel Group. Lingayika tshana luyalandela uhlelo lweLive Talk lapho esikhangela khona indaba zokhetho lamhlanje kunokukhonona ngokuvota kwamapholisa. Kwanele Mthwakazi, Oliver Lelisayo, Nguntunga Milinko, Ma, Libelobo, Sugobu.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inawu muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.